This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Junkies on a Tuesday morning. We are neck deep in free agency in the NFL right now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He must be a busy man these last few hours. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing
we're
great.
Doing well. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most surprised, how surprised were you at the Laremy Tunsil trade news?
Well, I was very surprised because that's not something you had heard. And the big trade we were waiting for, wondering about, was more for Trey Hendrickson, right? Like, that's the one, because he was available and you knew he would have filled a really big, you know, hole for them. What I did know is that they seemed to be intent on finding a left tackle. And there was disappointment when Ronnie Stanley returned to Baltimore. Whether or not they would have gotten him, who knows? But like, there was disappointment because I think that was a desire of theirs. So knowing that part, I'm not, you know, it's not, I'm still surprised because like, didn't see that one coming. But you knew that there was a desire to fill that spot.
To me, John, it seems like kind of a no-brainer. It's obviously an upgrade. I mean, is he a perfect player? No. He's got blemishes. Most of them do. Is his character 100 out of 100? Maybe not. But the guy's been to, what, 5 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro team, potentially. Massive upgrade at the tackle position. What is your best guess as to why Houston let him move on?
It sounds like, first of all, he has 2 years left on his contract, and then you're starting to get into a different age range. You'll be, what, 32, 33? And, you know, I think they have a lot of other young guys coming up that they're going to need to pay around that time. So I think that was that definitely sounds like a big motivation for them to do this. So I think that was number one thing. And then, listen, then you can start to pick apart someone's game, right? And, you know, you hear like, oh, what is, you know, his best days are behind him. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're 30, 31, 32, typically your best days are behind you in the NFL, right? The question is, what kind of level can you still play at? I think his, you know, people I talk to think is that he'll be good, right? And but I do think a lot of it was contract related, to not just his, but his plus what they have coming up. And this was a chance to get, this was a chance to then maximize maybe his, the last time you can maximize his value, perhaps.
What is your best guess as to what they'll do with Coleman? If you had, I mean, obviously there's two options, right? You move him to right tackle, or you can move him to guard. To me, guard makes the most sense, but I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. I think he'd be a terrific guard. But I don't know for sure. But I think right tackle might be more of an option for them, but I don't know that for sure. Like, you know, you heard things third or fourth hand before free agency. That's why, like, this move getting a left tackle wasn't shocking. But I don't know for sure what their plan is with him. What I do know is he gives you the ability to look at multiple options. That's one of the beauties of Coleman, that, you know, mm-hmm. like, you didn't, if you had to ride with him again at left tackle, you could, but he's probably better elsewhere. And I think, you know, but yeah, I think he'd be, and I've talked to other people during the last year that who have felt the same, or not last year, during the last season, et cetera, and even after the season, that he'd be a really good guard. But I could also see right tackle being a strong possibility.
So, John, with 2 years remaining on Tunsil's deal at the time of the trade, is this like a one-year prove-it window for Peters to see what he looks like, to see whether he would entertain extending him? How does that work as far as Peters' timeline for that?
It's a lot to give up for a one-year thing, if that's what it is. So I would hope that it's not that. You know, I would think that you look at this and say, you've got this spot locked down for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, and that it should result in an extension to me if you're going to give up the capital to do that. So that's how I would view it. But, you know, and I think, and I don't think you make this trade unless you feel he can do that. I don't think you do that. Mm-hmm.
John, do you think the fact that they have no third, fourth, or fifth round pick currently, does that basically cement Peters moving off of either 29 or 61 to get more picks in the draft next month?
So for me, it would. The problem is, who knows? Because that's not something you can even really know until the draft, until you're sitting there at 26, 27, right? And who's available? I think a lot of people in those spots would like to move back, and the ideal situation is a team moves up to get a guy so they can get that fifth-year rookie contract control. Could I see him looking to do that? Yes, for sure, because in this draft, when you hear and listen to people who know a lot more about it, that there's a lot of depth to it. I don't know that there's necessarily the high-end talent that there's been in the past, and maybe not the deep high-end talent, but there's a lot of depth in that range. So like middle of the first, end of the first, into the third round, I don't know that there's going to be always a great disparity in the level of player you're getting. So it would make sense to do that. And that's why I say, like, you know, losing these picks, that's one thing, but is there a way to recoup some of them? And the answer is yes. And this would be one way. Whether or not they can pull it off will depend on other factors.
Talking to John Keim from ESPN.com on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So, seems to be mixed reviews on Javon Kinlaw. How do you see him fitting into this defense? I said simply, he's cheaper, younger, and heavier than Jonathan Allen.
He is, but did you say better?
I did not.
Did
you hear me say better?
No, you did not. You did not. So, but the one thing, with Kinlaw, when you watch him, like, there's a lot of inconsistencies there. With, he's 6'5" playing inside. That is, you know, tall for inside. So playing with good leverage, staying low consistently. When I watched him, like, that seemed to be something he had to deal with. But what I don't know is, what is their plan for him? And I say that because, like, you look at him, like, he has traits that are good, right? He is a big guy. He has some good length. You know, there is some power there. Could you maybe play him a little bit more as an end, as a run-stopping end? And then, you know, I talked to some people who felt like that was the idea, play him outside and then move him inside on pass downs. There is he does have a good quick get off. Like, there are times when he was playing over the nose where he'd win, but it was usually winning with a quick first step, you know? So that's the hard part. Like, you can watch him with what he did with the Jets or the Niners. And, you know, again, you're going to see inconsistencies. That's why the Niners moved on from him. And it's why the Jets were okay letting him go. But what I don't know, the one thing, with what I know with Dan Quinn, he is willing to think outside the box. And he had, and this is brought up by, it was, I think it was Chad Forbes on Twitter, a guy who runs like NFL Bible or something like that. Well, he brought it up, and so I'm going to echo what he said, because it's why I asked some people if they felt like this was an idea, which is, like, in 2010, when Dan Quinn was the D-line coach in Seattle, he had Red Bryant, was a defensive tackle backup, didn't play much. They put him out as an end, and he became a very good run stopper in that defense. And, you know, so I don't know if he sees him the same way or not. That's why, like, I'm kind of not reserving judgment on it, but I want to see how they plan to use him. Because one of the things that Quinn said, too, at the Combine was, just because a team used a guy a certain way last year doesn't mean that's how we see them. So those words echo. And I think, you know, Dan Quinn is very good at, like, when he was on with you guys, the one word association, Jaden Daniels, game changer, like, well, it's a wrap, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you pay attention to what he says. And so when he says that, like, now, because of that, when you look at Kinlaw with his traits, could you do this? So I want to hear what their plans are for him, or see what their plans are for him, to see how he's really going to fit and what kind of signing it will be. I mean, they clearly need more help on that line. They don't have that, you know, they still want to get that pass rusher, et cetera. But that's with Kinlaw, though, I could see them doing. And the last part of it, too, is, you know, Darrell Tapp coached him for 3 years in San Francisco. Adam Peters was out there with him. So there's a familiarity with him. So it just makes me wonder what they see to give him not just a deal, but a 3-year deal.
Mm-hmm. John, let's talk about some of the Commanders' departures. De'Ami Brown goes to the Jags. Good situation for him. I mean, Brian Thomas is the alpha wide out there, but they lose Christian Kirk, no Evan Engram, so there should be a lot of targets to go around for him. He priced himself out of being back here with the Commanders. Yeah. How does that impact this offense going forward?
I think, well, listen, if Noah Brown, who's still out there, and I would expect him to come back, I think you're fine there. The question for Noah Brown is always durability. I would still want to add somebody else out there, but you can get a guy, if you can add more picks, you can get a guy in the draft, or you can get, I think the second wave of free agency will be interesting for this team, because I think that's where they're going to view the better shopping, not just cost effective, but maybe more bang for your buck. In that range. So, you know, that'll be curious to see what they do there. But, like, you know, I think if Noah Brown is healthy and can play, he's going to be that guy.
Now, so, on the defensive, you know, on the defensive side, Jeremy Chinn goes to the Raiders on a 2-year deal. That's the more impactful loss. He signed
a one-year
deal here, and he really proved himself. The Raiders wanted him, gave him $16 million. Talk about Chinn leaving for the Raiders.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to be a guy that they were going to keep. And I kept hearing they wanted him back. They wanted him back. I felt like he did a nice job for them. Good size, hybrid player, can play, you know, come down in the box, play as in a linebacker type role, physical, good communicator. So, you know, can you be replace him? Well, of course, but you now have to replace him. So, you know, I think it's a loss, but how big a loss, like, remains to be seen. But I, you know, I thought going into this period, I thought he was a guy they would bring back.
John, remind me, we always know this bizarre legal tampering period thing. It's just why don't they just call it the start of free? It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But remind me, we always know there's a flurry of activity on, you know, yesterday. What is today typically like?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you're not going to get the same big splash. And I don't know that, like, for us, ESPN, we're going to have a, you know, hours long special on day two of legal tampering, but you'll get, you're going to, you know, things
still start, more signings, right? For
For sure. For sure. Like, these guys have to sign a lot more players. Now, some of it will be their own and then there'll be others, you know, for sure. But yeah, that there'll still be a flurry. It's just that you're going to take care of a lot of the big, quote unquote big names early in that legal tampering, because like those are the guys that people want. But so yeah, there'll still be a flurry, but it's so different than it used to be. And you're right, like, you know, the quote unquote legal tampering, I mean, that stuff's, the illegal tampering was led to the quick start of legal tampering. So.
right, exactly.
Hey, John, do you have an updated number on how much free agency money they still have left under the cap at this point after the Kinlaw?
You're on it, Cakes.
That's a good question. I don't have the updated number because I don't have that updated number exactly. But I would say going into it, it's funny because it wasn't, while it was a lot because they have so many spots to fill, it wasn't going to go as far as maybe other teams could do it, because like, I think it was like the Patriots were right behind them for amount of cap space. Or maybe it was the Cardinals, but the Cardinals have like 15 more guys signed already. Like, that's substantial. So yeah, it was Arizona had that. So it was never going to go quite as far as what people thought. But I also, you know, it's funny because I think like there's certainly a feeling here that a lot of the deals that were handed out yesterday were not very good, but that's free agency, and that's probably the first day every year it's like that.
John,
that's why a lot of these teams like to wait for that second wave.
Yep. So. Get those bargains. John, thanks as always. Yeah. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm sure you'll continue to be busy today. This John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, buddy.
Coming up later on in the show, Joe Beninati will talk Caps with him as the Caps are on a West Coast road trip. But when we come back, we'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067. It's time for you to grade day one of free agency / trades for the Commanders. What sort of grade do you give getting Laremy Tunsil to solidify the offensive line? Javon Kinlaw comes in and takes Jonathan Allen's place on the defensive line. What do you think of the moves? Grade them next. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines next.